this thing with people. Political figures were attacked during Kennedy's visit. Kennedy removed all of 1961's wiretaps from the Justice Department. We think they're still in the FBI.
We don't know about our individual tests. We have fine there on that FBI.
Yeah. But the FBI is working, but we have right now confirmation that the character of the past in the past is no different than the character now. Newspaper people.
Whoever and where newsman tests are coming through.
They were. We had it at Canada. We had one case confirmed from Justice.
Right.
We don't know who it is. And
I know
carrying the names.
I know.
They'll be over tonight.
Right. In 10 years.
Now, the names will be over here tonight. Of this preliminary check, they're going on with working each case. I told them as soon as that's finished, I want each black bag that we've done. And he's working on the test. So I had a meeting this morning with DeBron and Glenn. We all think that we should, if you want to get some
hold of it, you got it.
Quickly. Well, we think we're going to get something that quickly.
Yeah, it's me. Oh, I see your point.
We've got to, maybe now, which would be well to get this story out.
Get our story out.
And we're thinking, we're doing a game plan a little
bit. It's a good counterattack right now.
Right.
I think that I thought you had the theory that you should believe we got it all.
Well, I wanted to be sure.
There were newsmen,
There were newsmen and government officials.
You can just say newsmen were included.
That's what
we don't need to. Nobody's going to counteract that.
Yeah, we're working on the game plan. We'll see you at maybe Scott Pinnell, where you should be tomorrow. So to
right.
Go back to that. He's been pressing to do this one on in the past.
And we have
the preliminary results confirmed.
Well, probably do this. The leadership meeting tomorrow, I can say Senator Scott asked me in private meeting whether or not there were any county administration. I got the big three gentlemen. Here they are. And those men were tapped. Your issue.
We have a certain likely to set it for you, and I'm also not signed for you back.
But I haven't finished this. I've done the hurry half hour. I've got two more 10 minutes on this one. I'm going to put it up then, but I assume back that why don't you just stand by or I'll bug you when I'm ready to do that, okay? Good.
So let's we're going to have some good stuff in the scientific business. We'll get that out tomorrow. And that will enable Jerry to stand up on Wednesday and clog up a busty because he's going to be the switch on wiretaps. The floor and you understand Christ, he can stand up with his crucifix.
Right.
Another thing that came up is Herb wants to announce this regulation Tuesday. I told him to hold up. The idea of he did it Tuesday and we announced the reorganization coming on on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're very fuzzy for that. So we need to come to where best suits our purposes.
Sure.
I'm seeing two FBI guys this afternoon as potential FBI director, so that the books is over with them. Got a job,
right?
Richardson wants very much to get Brooklyn House over there as deputy attorney general. I don't think so. He's not a good team.
He's not our man.
No. It's not a good team.
I'm going to take a minute to tell you what Thomas Crime.
Yes, sir.
Him got Bizarre in it.
Now, Bizarre's down going over. The trouble is there's 6 file cases down there of Dean's stuff. He's going over the first two that Dean's been in, so they look like he wants to push it out.
Yeah.
And he's working on it full time.
It's good that Dean asked him to get his own file out of there because the fact that the fire was in El Tempe, he said, well, that's the thing I was really concerned about.
Well, we all were, and that's not godsend.
Let me just get the go over this so you can reassure you a little on. You never know what's going to happen. But, I can recall it. This is the meeting of the 28th. An hour and 10 minute meeting. months on this important file, without regard to what you mean. It's that it's just the kind of coffee that you have. But first, it was about it. They started with executive trip. We discussed the dean said you're not withholding any information, whatever, you know, and that line when I get the press conference. I went through the history for a different information over the wrong way. Then Dean had an idea to run stands up first to pursue this stalking horses. He said he'd been sandbagging on best road. He went on to say he thought the public would board on the money back there. He said stands and wait for service comments. He said he went on to say the White House is not a problem. This is a mine. Posey, the White House is not involved. Went right into that. Talked about Colson was threatened with a lawsuit, but said that, well, that's a sobering fact to see the show that the decision would be concerned with. He told me that he was going to work a doctor, the FBI, tell you to the FBI, and set it up so that the doctor would examine James and say that he was having brain problems. Right, the FBI would use you for the search. And you know, I had heard the story, and the hooter would play. Then we got into the 6 week bucket. Anyone who was very interesting thing regarding Hoover told Pat Coyne. Pat Coyne told Nelson Rockefeller, and Nelson Rockefeller told Kissinger. Whether by us or by others, I don't know, or preach here. But anyway, that thing came. But it gives you an idea of kind of the confidence and the great point of the jury is that the records, however, show that never let him have felt. Felt that he's behind that. He should be fired. He should have felt because there was nothing he knows so much. And I told him, Hoover told me, and told Mitchell, that I had felt. And what he was going to say, it's in the memorandum. The Agnew plane and a Cheval. The boat was then going to go see Mitchell, which in fact ordered that would come up. And on Time Magazine, people in the Senate can't possibly believe know that appointments are not going to go on the basis of
they're saying it can be a Jewish seat. I said, I mean, there's no Jewish seat.
I said, there are Jews all around this White House. I said, you've got to have the room. You've got to have the room. You've got to have the room. And I said, what we have to do, we've got to realize we've got to appoint some candidates. They may not be quite up to what we think is the standard, but we've got to give them and hold them up. I said, that's the way our system works. I said, the Republicans are worse than the Democrats in this respect because they're snobbish. Here's Nixon talking. We've got to spread the base. That's 87.
Yeah, that's another part. It's absolutely.
Oh, but I mean, I'm trying to point out that I was miscorrected. You know, going through this, my reference to what I gave later. Maybe something else. God damn it. My recollection is correct. Now we go into Sullivan. So he watched him work with Houston. He's a good man, reliable, etc. He said, Phil was known as the White Rat. And the question, I think he raised, is he Jewish? And Dean said, he could be. And I said, well, the tendency is for our Jewish friends to lead to each other. I said, we have that here in the White House. And Dean says, well, there'll never be a lead for me because I don't know how to lead. I couldn't possibly. The question of the red team in the jail. I said, I feel for these guys in jail. Christopher Hunt, his wife, Dean said, well, they're all hanging in tough. I said, what are they doing? Looking for comments here? He said, yes. I said, we couldn't do it. He said, well, maybe it will get so absurd, so political, and so forth, that we could do something good. And I was trying. That's the only part of my remarks. But my remark was, you know, what are they doing? And he got into this disruption of it by the Democrats. He pointed out that the government had to dick tuck on his payroll and tried to do a couple of things that didn't come on. And I said, what the hell did Shreddy do? And Dean says he did some funny things, but nothing very serious. And he said, Chapin was not involved except tangential. He said, they're going after Herb Kalmbach with a vengeance. But he said, Herb is a strong man and has a logical explanation for everything. I said, well, they're going to bring in his representation to President of San Fernando on the carpet by a civilian place. Nobody's asking for that. But the important thing to know here is that it's not about combat acting, but before. See, combat raised money before. Because I said, well, the thing that concerns me is that the fact that I really suspect money of Central Bank of Mexico or to Mexico. And Dean says that can all be explained. But he didn't mention the fact that so up to this point, that after the stop operation, which is the point that even if he did it, right? I just want to, I want to put that in a mark.
I share it with you.
I said, Dick Baker, what we ought to do is Dick Baker and others to come out to run this hearing on their court. What would you say? I said, excellent. Make it a model for investigation. So this is valid. Dean said, talking about the past. He said, well, it's been a long road, but I'm convinced it's going to be a long future, but I'm convinced we will make it. That could be an implication. But it really didn't. It was just no talk. He didn't even suggest covering talking about the hearing. And here it is. And I said, John, you know the past. President, he's still with you. He's emphatic. He said, I know what's wrong. But when I heard about this, I thought they were all crazy. I thought they were nuts. But I know. And he said at one point, you know, they'll be after Colson for calling the herd. Might even be after Dean. This is the best time to know they're going to be after the right. That's all. On the first, the next day, the question is whether Klein Dietrich is in her. Gray, he said, given the story, so kind, so good, as far as using the FBI concern, this is compared to the previous investigation. We then talk about Deloach. Deloach had had lunch by the scene plane. He said, when Deloach said there had been no bucking at the president when he was first said, I told Gray, and then I told Dean, but I had told Gray that he came in. When I said his name down about the belt, he said, I encouraged him to get all the FBI people lighting everything. And that he said, yes, but that should be after the hearings. And I said, I agree. But the goddamn place has got to be cleaned out. You've got to get these people to leave and fill their out. I also would tell the Roach that we have other evidence of this company that he lied to the attorney general. And I also get to tell Kendall that the Roach should be put on that list. I never trusted the witch myself because he's a politician. Talking to Clyde Post, who's just sitting next to him. The girl really can't survive. And came back to this then while sitting on the investigation and Gray bitched by his sitting on the investigation to drop him. Nobody ever said in an FBI investigation. Dean insisted because he was conducting an investigation for the president. Dean, yeah. No question about it. Commented on Gray, and I said, the difference with Gray, he has outward self-confidence. not the FBI, like Russian Jews and the CIA, that we get the Deadwood afterwards. Then we talked about British investigation of Watergate. That he was proud of his investigation. And Dean said, though he calls us brief, what he meant by that, I don't know. And I recounted to him that I talked to Gray once. Well, yes, I heard about that. He said, the difficulty with Gray is that he was around the country making speeches rather than sitting on top of the investigation. A little clicker comes in there, but what Dean was trying to do was to get Gray. That's well handled.
Sure.
And it's well handled in that March 21st. I put
see, it probably wouldn't hurt, I mean, it's conceivable, you know, when we get working with the czars, we can ban the lion here. It may be that,
it's very important to them, however, not even the czar knows.
Well, you know the czar knows this because you told him in your office that you would take care of it. But he knew it also because when we were checking on wiretaps, which else he knew, with the Secret Service, it came out. Bill Gates and Jim Hamlin and the Johnson so he knows it, but I think
he's the only one that knows it. All right, no further. He shouldn't tell them. I don't want to put out somebody who's going to say get the president's records and stuff.
Oh,
but just for some reason, if you get back to the Czar, tell him that national
security. That's right. That's right. This is hard work.
But I got to do it.
As best for me to do it, I'll do it.
Thank you, Lyle. So, what about the dark stuff?
Sorry, the effect that he had a telephone, that he had memcons.